بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Carrying on with our talk as to who should be allowed to use our members, our masjids, our musallas, and the great responsibility that is connected with it. As we were explaining that how the kuffar infiltrate and use us, the ulama also now presently, and that is our subject at the moment, how ulama are being used. So previously also they used to screen the ulama and see, first of all, they will see which ulama are we to target. They won't just target any and every alim, but those who are popular, those who have got a following, those the people follow and love and they listen to, the main thing that they listen to them. They need such ulama. That those ulama will then be able to do their dirty job and fulfill their agendas by doing their work. Now to choose which alim it is, when they have looked at these aspects, then they will choose them. And then they will first screen them and see which way to get through to them. And for that, previously they used different ways. Today, very, very easy it is for them. And one of that ways is the smartphone. Just they will go into our smartphone and they are there. They know everything. We all very well know, not very long ago, was the whole Big Brother story. And that was a preparation for all the fitna for now, that we must know that they are watching us. We have to know that Allah is watching us. We have to be answerable to Allah. We have to be loyal to Allah. All favors upon us are from Allah. But they have come and they want to act as the big brother and they are watching us all the time. So one major means that they use now, very easy for them, is just our smartphone. They will just get into our phone. Everything of ours is recorded by them. What messages we are sending, what conversations we are having, who we are speaking to, etc. Everything. So from that, they will easily make out whether this alim which we want to target, whether his weakness is woman, whether his weakness is money, whether his weakness is popularity, whether his weakness is to be popular with the people, etc., etc. So once they have established that, then they will use people to, not non-Muslims. It will be Muslims who will come to them, and in that line they will approach them. Just to give a little bit of my own personal experience. For example, with regard to the radio station, they had approached me before they approached those people who are running it presently. And they explained, and a Muslim person came to me, and he explained to me that we want to introduce the radio and we want it to be within the limits of Sharia. It must not go out of the bounds. So you are the ideal person. You will be able to control that. So in this way, they dangle the carrot in front of us. But it is only Allah's fadl, when nothing from our side whatsoever, when Allah protects and guides a person. Alhamdulillah, only Allah's fadl. I had refused it. Allah made it clear to me that this is not the route to go through. Another occasion is when I was with the university with Rao. On one occasion, he was like a student, but he was a decision maker in the whole process. He wasn't, as I had mentioned previously, at other times, my students were not the normal students, but they were professors of other universities. They were people who are very of senior age and who are very experienced, and they were the top priests of the Christian religion. So one of them, in front of some friends of mine, he said that this man, referring to me, we want to make him popular. We want to give him fame and name, but he refuses. He doesn't accept what we are telling him. So that is, they come in subtle ways. And it's not every person who can understand. And we are absolutely nothing. It's only Allah's guidance. And only the fadl and karam of our buzurg's tawajjuh and their du'as that we can be guided. So anyway, in this way, they will approach these ulama. And unfortunately, there will always be those who will fall prey to them. And that is not only in our country, it is a global thing. Many other countries, we have the same complaints of the people, how people have become the pawns and how they are being used, knowingly, unknowingly, innocently, guiltily, whichever way, but they are being used by the enemies. And they are fulfilling their sinister, their devilish agendas. And unfortunately, there are those also that they have now, they put such things in front of us and make us get involved in such things. And after that, they use that against us. They blackmail us that now we have on record this. And a person now, though he knows I'm in the wrong, but he can't get out of it, he will be blackmailed, he will be labeled, he will be character assassination will take place, and it will be brought in the public. For such people, my little humble advice, though I'm not fit for it at all, is to make sincere tawbah to Allah. We can't do anything publicly. We haven't got the guts and the courage to do it. Turn sincerely to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. By doing that, Allah ta'ala will open ways for us. Inshallah, Allah will absolve us also of our evil. But Allah will open ways and we will get saved from this evil. Anyway, this is what a little message of today, that we must be careful that we don't get involved. And these are the ulama then that are used. Now, inshallah, in the next little discussion, we will explain for the mutawallis that who they should allow in the masjids, who they should not allow. May Allah guide us to righteousness. May Allah guide us, accept us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.